part 3 of the history of Way Audio and CPMG, as told by Ben Friedman.
Ricky the King! WNBC, 1520 Buffalo, KB Radio.
I did want to take a second here to be able to pay tribute to a voice that we know.
Part 2 of the history of Way Audio.
That voice is the voice of a guy that we all know as Bob Taylor, better known as Bob Bender. That's his real name. But if you want to know how does Bob Taylor incorporate himself into the history of Way Radio Productions, Way Audio Creations, and CPMG, my opinion here is that he was very influential on me from my early days of radio production. I first met Bob when I was auditioning for my very first radio job at the Statler Hilton Hotel at the studios of WYSL Radio, and I think in part one I spoke a little bit about my experiences there. But Bob was the, in effect, production director of the radio station. At the time, he was probably 17. He was a senior at Amherst Central High School when I was a sophomore. And I met him there at the radio station, and he gave me a tour of the production room, my very first tour of a radio production room. And, well, you can imagine what that effect had on me. It was a very large effect to see an actual radio production studio and to see how commercials were put together. And they also had the radio station jingle package there, the Pepper Tanner jingle package, and we listened to some. And we listened to some commercials that were being made there at the station. And it's where I auditioned for my very first radio job, where Bob had me do an impromptu read for Crystal Beach, which was an amusement park in Canada across the river from Buffalo. Anyway, it was a very influential day, my first day at WYSL FM Radio's production studio, and thank you to Bob Taylor. And also, I should mention that I had many years of experience going down with Bob. He was the program director of that very same radio station, WYSL AM, which became 14 Rock, and he was kind enough to buy my first fire package from CPMG, PAMS, back in about 1986, and you heard some of the 14 Rock First Fire jingles in, I believe it was part two of the presentation here. And Bob also was with the FM version of that station, 103.3, which was WYSL-FM, which became WPHD-FM, and he was partnered up with the famous guy by the name of Harv Moore, who was one of the good guys at WPGC Radio in Washington, D.C., and joined to become Taylor and Moore, a very well-known morning duo in the Buffalo market. And they ordered the Breakfast Flake jingles from me, which I did at Ken R. Studio in Toledo. And thank you, Bob, for that order. And also, we did the WGKT, the 1400 AM radio station, in the year 1988, became a solid gold radio station and changed their name to GKT, 14 Karat Gold. And Bob and his buddy Harv bought the some PAMS classics from the Philadelphia Story for the WGKT radio station. And that was my very first order that launched me into TM Century. That was quite an order. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. And just want to thank Bob for, and we work together now, and he's one of my two main voiceover announcers along with Steve Mitchell. And I'm doing commercials with Bob every day. Through my employment that I work with at Scott Studios. And I wanted to thank Bob for all of his help, and he's been a great asset to me. There's no question about it. Bob Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Bob Taylor. Yeah.
Would you be so kind, John, my darling, as to tell us the time, the temperature? How about your inside leg measurement? Well, no matter what the weather, the music couldn't be better. So listen in to the John Kenning Show.
John Kenning on your radio dial.
A World Gone Mad.
This is Ben Phillips with a reminder from Goodwill Industries. Every day, thousands of usable products are being needlessly thrown away. Please, the next time you throw a usable appliance or article away, think of Goodwill. You'll be helping a handicapped person to help himself. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody that knows this business knows where I grab that
Family
little bed.
Family Q has arrived. For fun and excitement, try pocket billiards at their best. That's right, at Family Q, the area's newest and most modern billiard center, you'll enjoy one of America's fastest growing and most enjoyable sports. Don't be left out on all the fun. That's Family Q for 221 North Beach Street.
How much does this sound like the 1960s? That was the way spots were made, just grabbing little pieces of music and just writing a little quick script and just doing it.
And before you go out in the sun, it's what's happening with QT, the quick tanning discovery by Coppertone. Indoors, QT gives even blondes and redheads a marvelous tan in 3 to 5 hours. Outdoors, in the sun, QT gives you a double tan, richer and deeper. What's more, as QT doubles your tan, its special moisturizing softens your skin like a fine body lotion. And QT helps prevent sunburn, just like Coppertone. Girls, here's a special beauty hit. Whether you wear stockings or not, your legs will look lovelier, even so much more glamorous when they're tanned with QT. You get a quicker tan, a double tan, with QT by Coppertone.
Well, we were about 13 or 14 years old when we did that, baby, I'll tell you that.
Zach Stevens, supercharged 600 horsepower Red Killer. From L.A., Willie Aqua's flat-busted super drive fire eater. From Miami, Fred Springfield's road-ripping monster machine. These and many other top names in cars makes Drag City Dragway the world's number one happening dragway. It starts this Saturday night. Be there!
Yeah, it starts this Saturday night. Be there! Yeah, that was a Ben Phillips production.
You can win a trip to Miami. That's right, and it's easier than you think. WABC wants to send 20 lucky teenagers to Miami for 10 fun-filled days. To enter, just drop us a card telling us why you want to go to Miami. Address it to Miami, WABC Radio, New York, New York. Our judges will select the 20 best answers, which will be read on the air. So why not send us a card? You might find yourself in wonderful, exotic
Miami.
So if you wanted to be a jock on WABC, you could come to the WAY studios and that would be one of the commercials. No, you could be on WAYS also.
A complete male or female wardrobe from Don Valley's downtown.
An evening on the town, courtesy of the Surf and Sail.
And a one-year supply of ice-tingling Coca-Cola.
Believe it or not, this is probably the easiest contest you've ever entered.
Just send us your name, address, and phone number, along with the cork liner of any Coca-Cola product.
Address it to Coke, WAYS, Charlotte.
All this and more.
From the friendly folks.
So this is how we honed our skills into the jingles business, by making these commercials.
This hour's WABC Hitnapped Hit is...
So you fill in the blank right here.
You hear the 77 Hitnapped Hit, call WABC immediately and win $77 from Music Power Radio.
And then bam, into the jingle.
It's a brand new craze and it's more than just a phase. It's called hot dogging and fats. Come on and have fun with the dog kind of fun. It's called hot dogging and pats. Oh, your mouth is gonna water when you go to place your order when you're hot dogging and pats.
That's a brilliant lyric, isn't it?
And you won't believe your eyes when you see those rings and fries when you're
man
hot dogging and pats.
Brilliant.
It will be more than you can take when you taste that shake when you're
yikes
hot dogging and pats.
Tell me that isn't great. Oh.
Hot dogging, hot dogging. Yeah.
Tell me the music's not great also. Great musician, Ken Kaufman, great creativity, and I'm telling you, the guy is absolutely brilliant to be able to just sit down on a keyboard, and I'd say, okay, well, what do you have here? And he'd say, here's what I came up with, and then would bomb me out with this thing.
It's a brand new craze, and it's more than just a phase. It's called hot dogging and pats. Come on and have fun with the dog on a fun.
Listen to the music here. Brilliant stuff. Whoa. Yeah, that is. It's me on the drums. Yeah, he was playing keyboard and I was running on the drums. Cool stuff. Tom Gwynn, eat your heart out.
Thank you.
We had a lot of fun in that studio, I'll tell you that. Man, holy cow. That's Way Radio Productions in motion. Pure rock and roll into a jingle. Man, we had some fun doing that stuff. Holy cow.
Channel 95.
Another breakthrough jingle for CPMG here with the Dallas Singers. Music track recorded in Ohio and written by my buddy Ken Kaufman, who did Hot Dog in the Past.
Sponge is your kind of store. It's right on your way. Open when you need us. Values every day. Weekly specials and a whole lot more. It's your kind of store. Best and friendly with people who care. Great selection and savings everywhere. So come on into Wilson Farms. It's your kind of store.
Of course, it was a thrill for me having this run in Buffalo. And this was a very, very important client of mine in Buffalo. And this was run all sorts of times, run for years, over and over and over again. Real breakthrough jingle for CPMG, and it was one that was really running the eastern USA all over the place. Now back onto a couple of Pam's classics from CPMG. Good ones for Ricky the K, the Series 29 jingles.
Ricky the K.
Are some extra cuts, as I recall, off of Series 29. Some jock cuts. Man, they're hot. Really good stuff here. One more time.
Go, go, Ricky the K. Go, go, go.
Man, those are the hot singers. Woo. Marv Shaw's in there on that. Totally great. Great stuff.
84 WHAS.
Yeah, the Series 18 Contempo cut for WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. I think so. It's Chris Schiebel that ordered that.
The Beatles Spectacular is really moving. Woo! On Ricky the K's solid gold time machine.
Yeah, it's very easy to detect Marvin Shaw in that vocal sound. There's a cutting male voice that you can hear cutting right through, and that blends so well with the other singers. And we miss Marv Shaw a whole lot. Here it is again.
All oldies.
Well, that's the unison part.
K-O-M-A.
Hear it? That high guy's... That is Marvin Shaw, original Pam singer. From the great sound of Series 31.
Ken and TJ in the morning. K-O-M-A 1520.
Woof, man, we had a lot of good times back in those days of singing CPMG Pam's classics. And these are Sonovox jingles that were made for 100.3 Jams, Dallas, Texas, back in the late 1980s. And we'll hear just a couple more of these. It's a very unusual Sonovox sound, and the undertones that we've got. We're off of a very dynamic kind of polyphonic, a very harmonious kind of backing part. Sonovox.
Sammy Gonzalez!
Driving tracks are very unique on this, no question about it.
Sammy Gonzalez!
Ah, these are really good. And they used them really well on the air.
Jammin' J-Mo! jingles.
The one thing about jingles is you make them, they get used.
Jim and J. Michaels.
Very disposable. And they always sit in a corner, and it's great to be able to revive them, isn't it?
Ken Bell.
That said Ken Bell, if you were trying to get the diction on it.
Ken Bell.
Yeah, cool.
Cape Cod, it's the one. Music radio, oldies 96. On the go, go. On Cape Cod, we're number one. Oldies 96. Go, go. Music radio, oldies 96. Charge. Oldies 96, weather break, go, go! Cape and Islands, Oldies 96.
Oldies 96 strikes gold.
Of course, I remember the early days of Way Radio Productions when we were producing Concept 3 and how proud I was of making some of the music tracks, including this one right here, which was one of my favorite ones. And that was really the basic shotgun cut from Concept 3. Yeah, more early days from Concept 3. The constructing of the music tracks in my home studio in Buffalo, New York.
One, two, three.
Ben. That is one of the Concept 3 main tracks. And I know that those who are the almighty jingle collectors were thirsty to have those in their library. No question about it. And there is the Moog sweeping up. A stronger mix of the Moog sweeping up within the cut. I took the music bed over to Roger Luther's studio. This one I call the best music. It was because of originally the best music, which was sung right in there. The best music, WABC.
Kan kol hashalom. Musica tova.
Kan kol hashalom. Musica tova.
That's kan kol hashalom. Musica tova. The second one.
Kan kol hashalom. Shalom.
Kan kol hashalom. Shalom.
Kan kol hashalom. Shalom.
I remember I never actually talked to the people at the Voice of Peace. I just got these tapes in the mail and these letters.
Salam. Kol hashalom. Shalom.
Well, those are the.
That was the famous WAY shotgun. That ding! I use that a million times, as everybody knows.
I hope that gives you a better indication of the pronunciation than is possible to give you in a written letter. Thank you very much, Benjamin. It's very kind of you. You're grade A, number one. Tada raba, shalom.
Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg 208. The music center of Europe. Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg. Radio 208. The rock of Europe. Nighttime rock. Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg. Luxembourg, the DW Show. Steve Jenkinson, Ira Acoustic. Sam Spinlow, Florida Roadshow. Free for Breakin. Crystal Disco Center. Louis Robinson. Cinderella's Mark Ryman, Platform One, Nino, Tony Fine, Reshet Kimmel, Lawrence John remembers.
One of the things that's synonymous with these singers is a certain excitement level. There was a kick-in-the-pants formula that I had that the singers had to lay into it like there was no end to it, and each jingle had to be really hard-hitting, and my whole approach to superseding the Dallas Singers sound was to nail it down as hard as it could conceivably go in all four or five stacks that I did with the five singers. And that was key, was being able to drive those babies as fast as and hard as they could go.
Lawrence John, Brian Day, The Brian Day Show on Plymouth Sound with more music.
There we go, back to stereo.
Alex, Discotheque, 77, Bloomsbury Center, Electric Circus Records, Dave Chambers, Emperor DG, LTTM, Clacton's Biggest Sound, Westcliff Discotheque, Countdown with Lawrence John, Inception.
But anyway, in the mid-1980s, we were marketing into Finland, and here are some of the cuts that we did with the Canar Singers, CPMG Canar Singers in Toledo.
Texas Pizza.
I had a whole deal going, franchise deal with Texas Pizza in Finland. Ken Justice was making air checks of Dallas radio stations, and we were sending them to Texas Pizza in Finland, and they were running them in the stores, which was kind of unique to be playing the Dallas stations in Texas Pizza. It was a weird franchise. Now, here's Meek Muck.
Meek Muck, Meek Muck.
Meek Muck.
It's for a client named Meek Muck in Finland through Joke Linema, our distributor.
He was the news.
Okay, I got to preface this jingle a little bit. This is an old Pam's Classic jingle. It's called, the name of this is Eight Men on LNG. And this is a remarkable version. Here it is with the Canar Singers, CPMG.
He was the news director. Joe Ricker was his name. So they called him Morning Mayor, and widespread was his fame. Sapien is next at 10. He'll keep you company. He's having fun and playing hits on good old LNG.
Sings on the rock. Eight men on LNG. They're as nice as they can be. 16 and 92.
WLMG.
Paul Sidney plays the oldies. He goes from 3 till 6. And then comes Rusty Potts. He rings his bell for kicks. He keeps the oldies coming up till 8 o'clock. And then along comes Johnny, a chip off the old block.
Eight men on L&G, they're as nice as they can be. 16 and 92, WLMG.
And then on the weekend, Bob Aldrich will be there. Bob D and Al Case just might hit the air. We call them weekend warriors. They play oldies galore. When it comes to playing favorites, L&G has more.
Eight men on L&G, they're as nice as they can be. 16 and 92, WLMG. Eight men on L&G, play old hits for you and me.
They're on radio, WLMG.
That was Mike Sankovich singing the Eight Men on LNG with the Kenar Singers.
FM.
Wow. Those were the Way Audio Creation Singers. These are the Way Audio Creations Buffalo Singers.
Today's hospital in Brooklyn, Dr. Montague Coleman and Dr.
What
Stanley
there?
Krippner have set up a dream.
Let's just go back before we do that and just hear a little bit more of the FM 104 Buffalo. This is the CPMG Singers here.
FM.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but here it comes again.
FM 104.
Yeah, pretty good singers. Here it is again.
FM 104.
Those are the Way Audio Creations Buffalo singers.
Hospital in Brooklyn, Dr.
Now, we got to get by this
Dr.
stuff
Stanley
here.
Krippner have set up a dream laboratory.
No idea what this is.
And are conducting a continuing series of dream experiments. Each night, a sender concentrates on a picture chosen at random. When the EEG machine shows the sleeper is dreaming, he or she is awakened and asked to report the dream. 5 of the 8 experiments have produced significant statistical evidence to prove it is possible for one person to influence the dreams of another. Come, dream with me in the world of strange fate.
4-1.
John Otto, WWKB Radio.
You got me? I don't know why that dream thing was in there. But we're listening to the Dallas Singers now.
Mark Phillips, WWKB Radio.
These were some acapellas made for WKBW or WWKB after they changed their call letters. This was the part of the custom package I made for WWKB.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Dan Everett, WWKB Radio.
I don't know exactly the history of this, but it all relates to the custom package I made for KB Radio, which was a big thrill for me and CPMG.
Dan Everett, WWKB Radio.
1, 2, 3.
WWKB Buffalo, a prize communication station.
Gorgeous. Anyway, Ben Friedman here, giving you a little history of CPMG and trying to do my best to narrate this. I know we're getting ready to sing something with Brian Beck and the Singers here. Oh, it's the Sports Scoreboard Cut for WWKB, an adaption off the PAM Sports Scoreboard Cut with the KB call letters. This was a very famous jingle they ran for many years under the original call letters, and now you have this.
Sports Radio Tonight on WWKB Radio.
Oh, I heard that jingle run for many years.
MSBA, Nassau County.
You got me. That was something with the Kenar Singers for that. Here's another one.
Your radio, voice of the free gospel, is teaching the word and praising the Lord.
Well, we were doing some Christian jingles back there in the 1980s also. Here's another one, I think.
It's smooth sailing on Henry's wireless show. Off with your head, unless you're tuned to us.
Yes, that's a Christian radio jingle, isn't it? Off with your head. Okay. Yeah, baby.
It's smooth sailing on Henry's wireless show.
What is this? Off with your head, unless you're tuned to us?
It's very humorous.
The best sound around, 'cause the man's in town with music just for you, Rob Merrill.
Now, a lot of you probably remember that jingle, The Best Sound Around. That was something that we did for a zillion jocks over in the UK. And probably a lot of you remember that one from CPMG. Now, we're going to do, I don't know, this is some kind of a corny jingle here, CPMG. Here it is, Ron Lombardo singing it.
People, people growing. People moving on with their lives. We're helping people find their future. For a business or home in the Shenandoah Valley. And there's only one name, a name that's truly great. A name that you can trust in real estate. You're moving up, you're way ahead. In front of the crowd, is it any wonder? You're moving up, you're way ahead. And associates, you're moving up, you're way ahead. In front of the crowd, is it any wonder? You're moving up, you're way ahead. With Funkhauser and Associates, you're way ahead.
Yeah, you're way ahead with Funkhauser and Associates. Okay, we'll carry on here. Here's Gold Mine Jingles that we did in the CPMG era. And it's for a good station.
We're coasting through the years, Coast 94.5.
Great job by Brian Beck and the CPMG singers.
Remember this golden classic. The music of the beaches, Coast 94.5.
Some great jingles here from Coast.
Wonderful! Coast 94.5, Merle's Inlet.
That said Merle's Inlet.
Your place in the sun. Wonderful! Just for fun, Coast 94.5 Z100.
That is the famous Energy One shotgun for Z100 in New York. And it was great to get an order, of course, from, I guess it came in from Scott Shannon for that jingle. And it was really a thrill to get it. Or Dave Fox, one of those guys at Z100. where Steve Kingston called me up and ordered that. What a thrill it was to do that, I'll tell you that. There's no question about it. Big time station. Oh, man.
Z100!
Yeah, Z100 in New York. And at the same time, we were doing jingles for CBS FM and probably WNBC and WNEW.
WGRQ.
Okay, now we're on to the original Acapellas Unlimited demo. And I'm just going to tell you how this all got started. In the summer of 1969, this is an amazing story, how I had kind of a little bet with my dad that I couldn't get a whole lot of response to an advertisement that I placed in Billboard magazine for a cost of, I think, about $40 or $49 for an advertisement in the marketplace section of Billboard magazine. And it was to be in the August 9th, 1969 issue, which came out on the West Coast about maybe a week before it came out on the East Coast, or 3 or 4 days, something like that. I don't know how the mail crossed over. But I can remember on that about August 8th or so, wondering if I'm going to get any response, and walking out to our mailbox, which was one of these mailboxes out on the street that has a little red flag that, you know, you put out there to tell you if you got any mail in there. And I noticed when I was walking out to the mailbox, which was probably 100 feet or more from our house out on the street, I could see that there was a lot of white papers laying on the ground, and I couldn't figure out what it was. They were all over the place. And I'm walking, and I'm getting closer and closer, and I'm noticing they're all looking like number 10 envelopes. And there it was in the mailbox. The mailbox was totally and completely stuffed with letters requesting demos from that advertisement. And there had to be, I think there was something like 200 and something requests for demos. You did everything by the mail, hard mail, snail mail back then. And I can remember grabbing them all in my hands and running with them to my dad and throwing them on his lap and winning that bet that I could make enough money to be able to pay him back for $1,700 that he loaned me to buy an Ampex and some other items. And sure enough, I went out to every Radio Shack and Olson's place in Buffalo and bought as many white boxes as I could and empty reels, and sent out all 200 and something, whatever it was, demos, and got a ton of orders in for Acapellas Unlimited. And here was the demo that we sent out that we got all these orders from. These were the singers.
WGRQ. 97KREM. Merry Christmas from 1050 Chum.
I think this is the demo before I edited it together and pieced it together close. These are some of the rough sings with the Way Audio Creation
1050
singers.
1050 Chum.
Yeah, these are some of the final sings that we did. And we got a pretty good sound considering what we were going at here.
1050 Chum.
There's a history to every one of these jingles, and that Hebrew jingle, there was a big history to that. Chamesh Shalash Achad Reshet Gimel. I don't know how that translates into Hebrew, but there's a number like 1430 or something like that. Reshet Gimel. I got to brush up on my Hebrew. Got to brush up on my English, too.
J-O-Q-R.
Oh, Misha Igawa.
R-T-L.
But I can remember for many years getting a call from this little lady in Tokyo. She would start out on the call and goes, this is a J-O-Q-R Tokyo calling. That's how it always began. Misa Igawa is very pleased with your jingle. You know, and I would have delivered to him like maybe 50 jingles. Very pleased with your jingle, you know, like singular. And it was just weird to get these calls from Japan at all sorts of hours. Now we're back to the Dallas Singers from the early 1980s.
WPMS.
Gotta love those call letters, WPMS. Man, I'm telling you. Stood for PAMS, I guess, on a demo that I did. But
WPMS.
Nobody knew what they were singing back then.
Call no us. We've got your sound. CPMG. Part 3 of the History of Way Audio and CPMG was copyright 2005. Ben Friedman. All rights reserved.